Now, what do you call the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
An owl.
Can you tell me about different kinds of owls?
Well, there's a little bitty small owl, a little screech owl, we used to call it, and then there's the big old hoot owl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that the only two?
Yeah.
All right, what's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
Okay. Have you ever heard peckerwood, that term, applied to people? As a group?
Like no, group I've heard it applied to a sawmill.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I thought maybe some farmer would have a little bitty old, what we call a one-horse sawmill, and that would be him and his family would do all the work themselves. See, and some people would refer to it as a peckerwood sawmill.
Oh, that's funny, because they did all the work themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Didn't hire anybody, they done all the work.
What do you call a kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
A skunk.
Ever call them a polecat?
Polecat and skunk, yeah.
Okay. What kinds of animals come and raid hen roosts?
Come and what?
Raid hen roosts.
Minks.
Oh, you got minks around here?
We used to have. We don't have them now.
Okay. Any other
kinds? Now, a fox will do the same thing.
Okay. Have you got any one name that takes care of them all?
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those
animals.
Would you ever call them varmints?
Varmints, yeah, that's right. You would.
Okay. And varmints means a kind of animal that you don't like, right?
That's right, yeah. That's generally what they're referred to.
Okay. You wouldn't refer to your own dog as a varmint?
No.
Okay. What do you call those little animals with bushy tails that climb trees?
Squirrels.
All right. Have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
Boomer? A boomer.
Yeah, a mountain boomer?
No.
Okay. What colors are squirrels?
Gray.
Ever seen a red squirrel?
Yeah. Red squirrel, I killed them.
Are they out in the woods more?
Oh, yeah.
Rather than in the city?
Well, you know, you never see a red squirrel in the city.
Okay, I've never seen one at all. Now, why do you kill them? What did they get into?
Well, now, you take these squirrels here, around in here, now they go out there and get in the garden. They'll eat stuff out of the garden and they'll eat them peaches.
Oh, yeah.
They'll raid that peach tree. Then a gray squirrel in town will eat anything he can get his hands on.
Yeah, kind of like the pigeons.
They'll eat tomatoes.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Never
they go out there
and
pull your tomatoes.
That's funny. All right, what about the little animal that's sort of like a squirrel, only it doesn't climb trees? It only has a little tail.
That's a chipmunk.
Okay. Can you describe what part of the land it lives in? What part of the country?
Well, what part of the country he lives in?
Yeah.
He lives in the south.
Just in the south, you think?
I don't think there's any little chipmunks live up north.
And what do they look like?
Well, they're a little striped animal, about a little bigger than about the size of a rat, with a short tail. And some of them can be really mischievous at times, too.
What do they do?
I've had to kill two or three around here. All they get is just dig holes and get into everything.
Okay. You ever heard them called ground squirrels?
Yeah.
All right. But it's the same animal, right?
Same thing.
Okay. Now I got a good question for you. What kind of fish do you get around here?
Well, we have several kinds of fish we get. You know, most of these lakes in Alabama are stocked with bass, and some people call them trout, but they're the same thing.